The dialect of Hunsonby, Cumberland. Albert Davidson, aged 74, a retired farm worker and paper mill workman, a native of Hunsonby. Recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis on the 8th of December, 1953.
The things is a lot different now to what they were when I went to school. You see, in a lot of ways. You see, when I went to school, we had sort of a rather a fussy old sort of a schoolmaster. He wasn't a bad schoolmaster either, but he used to have some peculiar ideas, you know. He lived in that house up the backside there. He used to get him for his dinner. Well, you know, he'd come in the morning, he would set us out to walk, and then he would got branching up and down scale between desks, a great long desk, you know, and got caving about like that for a few times, and then he would get on a talking to his cell, you know, and he used to have a little bit land, and he used to keep a pony and a lot of these planting things for don't have the right to pay it with, and he keeps some black cows. He would talk away to his cell and say, she's a very good cow indeed. She's worth £32 of anybody's money. A very good cow indeed. And then he would start scratching his cell again, and then he would go and sit down at his desk, you know, cross his legs, maybe throw a stick at war and tell someone to go and pick it up and take it up if you were talking or something, somebody shouldn't do. And then he would lie across his knees and give you a buttock somewhat for note, send you back to your desk. But he carried on like that, you know, he had 85 kids in that school, who was far home in the art teacher. So the school managers, they sort of got fed up on him, you know, and tired on him, he wasn't doing his duty. So they gave him his notice. And he was a bit off retired age, but they found him with a little scale at Blenko, you see, to finish his time off with. But he had to travel all the way to Blenko every night and morning, and he was terrible downhearted on that job. But anyway, he got out on him. And they got another master, and they called him Jacob Pickin. Well, he was brother to Joe Pickin, draper at Pierith. He come out of somewhere out of Skeltonhand, somewhere there, like him. I can mind as well as out that morning he come, you know, there was young old Tom Sobey. He used to have a carrier's business, a horse and a wagonette, you know, and he used to fetch, there was near motor cars then, any travellers out from Perth, and any parcels you want, you sent for him with him. He used to leave Perth about 7:30, get here about 8:30, get on to Mellaby, leave Mellaby about 3:30 and pick all the travellers up as he went back, and pick and travel back and forth. I can mind that morning he come, I met him up at road eight day and I went to school with him. I thought I was as proud as punch. I was letting new master see road at school, no double the kid. But anyhow, he wasn't a bad sort of a fella like. He was a good school master, but double temporary. So eventually he got lodgings in the village, you know. And then he got a house. And the school managers had a bit of money on hand, so they built that new school house for him. And he was rather temporary in school. Never did get many hidings off picking. I can mind the last day I went to school, you know, we were drawn. And it wasn't like it is nowadays, like, it'd make you stop till 5 o'clock, but you'd have to do your job. So this Friday night I was drawn, and I was sitting again a lad called Jack Loudon. And Jack Loudon used to always meet 5:30 every Friday night to get these coming news off, and he used to hawk about the village, you see. Well, this Friday night we were drawn and we were getting badly away with our work, and it was turned 4 o'clock, and Jack was sitting beside me, and I know what had got with the rubber between us. So Jack did somewhat wrong, and he asked me for the rubber, and I gave him it, and he rubbed his thing out to make the read, and it wasn't very long lad did somewhat wrong. And I asked Jack for the rubber back, and he said he hadn't it. And I says, there was, and he says, I hadn't it. So I gave me another look. You see, he start the ball. So picking lands up, he was in a bad human, still was a weird like it. He says, you needn't sit balling there, loading. He says, you'll have to do if it's 5 o'clock. He says, please, I'm a David Stucker up there. He says, what did you strike it loading for, Davison? I says, please, sir, I'll do it again. By God, his temper got up, you know, he gave me on that look and just about knocked about its seat. He gave me another other to the look and knocked me in. And then he let into him with ribs and arms with stick, and he bred them black and blue till he was fed up. So he let to the Zorga, writes on blackboard, I must not strike at boys in school 100 times before I could come out. I said, right on.